Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app today.
Americans agree that everyone should be able to make their own healthcare decisions. You and only you should control your healthcare decisions. But the truth is, attacks on reproductive healthcare, including abortion, are only intensifying. That's why your gift to Planned Parenthood is so important right now. No matter the battle, no matter the stakes, no matter what, Planned Parenthood is there. Protect our rights, protect our healthcare. Make your gift to Planned Parenthood at PlannedParenthood.org/protect.
When an emergency strikes, every second counts. For Doctors Without Borders teams around the world, seconds can often mean the difference between life and death. So we don't waste a single one. Every second and every dollar is a critical resource that means more vaccines given, more wounds bandaged, more surgeries performed, and more life-saving research done. We're counting on your support. Make a life-saving donation today at doctorswithoutborders.org/CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. Tis the season for music, Christmas music. Most of the songs many of us know by heart, White Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the list of familiar and beloved tunes goes on and on. But there's perhaps no work of classical music more tied to the Christmas holiday than Handel's Messiah. And this morning, David Pogue opens our ears to this majestic work, as vibrant and meaningful as ever.
It wouldn't be the holidays without Handel's Messiah.
It's the strangest thing that Handel ever composed.
But it didn't start with Handel.
It was Charles Jennens' idea. We should really call it Handel's and Jennens's Messiah.
Ahead on Sunday Morning, the story behind the ultimate holiday classic.
Darren Criss won the hearts of millions for his role on the hit television series Glee. Now he's in a starring role on Broadway. But since this morning is all about Christmas, he'll perform a few holiday songs for us after talking with Kelly Fasane.
No matter where and how far you drive.
He's starring in one of the year's most acclaimed Broadway shows.
Does this feel like the best year of your life?
Well, it certainly is a blessed one.
California.
Later on Sunday Morning, Darren Criss.
On CBS Sunday Morning. Yeah.
Ben Mankiewicz talks with legendary filmmaker, writer, and actor Werner Herzog. Seth Doan explores the controversial and complex issue of Israeli settlements established on the West Bank, plus historian Douglas Brinkley on the long, fruitful relationship between the great Bob Dylan and the movies. And much more on this first Sunday morning of winter, December 22nd, 2024. We'll be back in a moment.
There's a lot happening in the world, especially during the holidays. It's hard to stay on top of it all. Luckily, Audible's Best of 2024 picks are here, so you don't miss a single standout title from this past year. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, romance and well-being or fiction, Audible's carefully curated list in every category is the best way to catch up on the year's top titles in audio entertainment. There's the star-studded production of George Orwell's 1984, which both honors and reinvigorates the terrifying classic. Or romances that hit the spot like Emily Henry's Funny Story, even heartfelt memoirs, and Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One delivers. If you're trying to look ahead to 2025 and focus on self-improvement, let hosts William Sinclair Moore and Paige Gilbert take you on a spiritual journey with Sage the House Down. Don't stop there. Go to audible.com/CBS pod and discover all the year's best waiting for you. That's audible.com/CBS pod. Audible, there's more to imagine when you listen. Even if you think it's a bit overhyped, AI is suddenly everywhere, from self-driving cars to molecular medicine to business efficiency. If it's not in your industry yet, it's coming fast. But AI needs a lot of speed and computing power, so how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a blazing fast and secure platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, plus all your AI and machine learning workloads. OCI costs 50% less for compute and 80% less for networking, so you're saving a pile of money. Thousands of businesses have already upgraded to OCI, including MGM Resorts, Specialized Bikes, and Fireworks AI. Right now, Oracle is offering to cut your current cloud bill in half if you move to OCI. For new U.S. customers with minimum financial commitment, offer ends 12/31/24. See if your company qualifies for this special offer at oracle.com/CBS. That's oracle.com/CBS.
Heavenly voices of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, something of a holiday tradition here at Sunday Morning. They're helping David Pogue celebrate perhaps the most enduring work of classical music you're likely to hear this and every Christmas season.
It's probably the most heard piece of classical music on earth, and the most sung, and the most recorded.
It has been in near continuous performance from 1742, when it premiered, all the way up to the present. It's absolutely everywhere, and you can't say that about really any other piece of serious music.
It's Handel's Messiah by German-British opera composer George Frideric Handel. Charles King's new book gives us the backstory of Messiah and its Hallelujah Chorus.
The Hallelujah Chorus comes about two-thirds of the way through Messiah.
So It's not the finale.
People stand up, and then people start getting ready to leave, grabbing their keys and their parking validation, and then it's like, nope, sit down. There's a third more of this thing left to go.
Messiah wasn't actually Handel's idea. The words came from a friend named Charles Jennens.
We now call it Handel's Messiah, but we should really call it Handel's and Jennens' Messiah.
All right, so who was this Jennens guy?
So Charles Jennens was a wealthy landowner, but he also suffered from this kind of encasing sense of doom and despair. We might now call it chronic depression or even bipolar disorder. He starts to pull down books from the shelves, and he starts to copy down bits of Scripture. He was also working out, I think, a kind of philosophy of living.
I never fail to doff my hat, actually, at Charles Jennens for putting that together.
Conductor and writer Jane Glover has conducted Messiah over 100 times. Most recently, this month, at Trinity Church in New York City.
Messiah is in three parts. The first part is the Christmas story, which is why everybody does it at Christmas. The second part is the crucifixion. But then also the resurrection. And then part three is about redemption. So there's a tremendous shape to this three-part oratorio.
In the 1720s and 30s, Handel's popular Italian-style operas had made him a musical megastar. But in his 50s, his popularity was waning. So when he was invited to stage a series of concerts in Dublin,
he thinks this may be a way that he can kind of restart his career. And he sits down with this text that he's received from Charles Jennens and decides to try to make